From London, this is BBC Caribbean Report.
The debate on the future of CARICOM continues. One analyst says regional leaders are still behind the times. We hear from a student in Guyana on a new survey showing that up to 70% of Guyanese students may be considering moving abroad. And the Jamaica government considers the fate of a dozen Cubans seeking asylum. I'm Bertrand Miles. Thanks for joining us on BBC Caribbean Report. While the debate continues on the future of the Caribbean Community CARICOM, as you'll recall, at the 30th anniversary summit last week in Montego Bay, Jamaica, the leaders agreed to pursue a European-style commission to speed up the notoriously slow implementation of the CARICOM single market and economy. They also agreed to set up an economic development fund and finalize plans for the startup of a Caribbean court. But not everyone is giving the leaders three chairs. Journalist Ricky Singh told me the communique looked good on paper, but there's still much to be done.
The fact is that in many ways, some of their decisions are more or less long overdue. And in the setting up of the CARICOM Commission itself is coming to the fore 10 years after it was proposed by the West Indian Commission. And some of the proposals contained in the Rose Hall Declaration, again inspiring as it appears, are reflected about 20